95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Before we go any further, I want to show you this piece of paper that was taped to the board when I came in, left by Marcy. Please read it to the read it to the class.
If it smells like farts, it wasn't me.
So she must have noticed it today,
she smelled
too.
It, too. Yeah. What's happening? Something with our bathroom?
I don't know. The whole floor smells funky. Huh. That's all I know. But I thought that I just laughed so hard when I found this tape.
She's supposed to make sure everyone knows.
It wasn't me!
Right? I guess we need to leave our own note.
I should have kept that forever.
Yeah.
But had any old folks home in 5 years.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah. Fight! 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 Fight!
Songs with fight in the title?
Or, you know, about fighting, what have you.
Old commercial jingles. I started listening to some of these and I realized I know 1,000 of them.
Right.
You know, I am stuck on Band-Aids, kind of stuff.
Right.
I just forever thought of them. So I thought that would be a good call-in.
Okay.
Pothead of the day.
That's me. Proud to be the pothead of the day.
It's going to be a new category that we have.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, are we going to have a little jingle, a little song?
Hopefully.
Speaking of jingles.
People are dumb.
Yeah, that's a fact.
On the show today on the KLOS name game.
Yeah, it's $4,800.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Also, sometime between now and 4, we're going to play something from Dirty Honey. If you would be so kind as to be caller 25 when we do, we can sneak you into their show. So be listening for Dirty Honey and be caller 25. I said be caller 25! Mammoth, WVH, I'm all right. I'm a little concerned because I think he and Marcy are getting along very well these days.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just thinking, like, if he ever disappears and vanishes and Marcy happens to disappear at the same time.
This might not be a coincidence?
Yeah. Huh. I'm starting to think
I think he just got married, though.
Oh!
So
well, it'll
that.
Be even more suspicious.
Yes, it will.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Model who spent $13,000 on surgery, unable to eat properly due to biggest lips in Europe.
Ah! Oh no, let me see.
Look at that picture.
It looks like she was stung by several bees.
Several thousand.
Why is that exciting or sensuous?
She spent $13,000 on the biggest lips in Europe, and now she has problems eating and drinking. Which is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Vienna Wurstel from Vienna, Austria, claims that she's had more than 30 milliliters. I looked that up. It's 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
of fillers injected so far that have caused this problem.
2 tablespoons full of crap injected just into your lips.
Yep.
No wonder it looks horrible. It looks like you need to sit on something. You know, what are those little things they have when you have... when you have...
What? Wait, what's happening?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
It looks like that's what she needs.
For her mouth?
Yes.
For her mouth hemorrhoids?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
She's also had a forehead and cheek treatment, as well as undergoing several bust and bottom enlargements.
Bottom enlargements. Despite
her swollen lips stopping her from eating and drinking, the model says she has no intention of stopping surgeries.
Oh, well, good.
She's really into it.
Can't wait until she looks like the Michelin man. That's
she says,
cool.
I can't wait to get even bigger lips.
Yeah.
I
want
to have the biggest lips in Europe.
Yeah, you do.
I'm super excited and really happy about my big lips.
We're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Vienna, who calls herself Plastic Fantastic.
Ha! That I like.
Says she responds to critics by saying that she's proud of her looks.
I'm proud of the way I look.
And encourage people not to be afraid to take action and feel confident about their own appearances.
I'd be tempted to pop her lips. I'd want to have a pin and just pop and see what happens.
Oh, gross.
That's what I'd want to
do. But I share your enthusiasm.
Dude, it's raining.
I know.
It's cloudy.
I know.
It's depressing looking out. It's awesome. I'm in such a great mood as a result. It's weird.
I am not.
This is my weather. This is
not my weather. I don't love this.
No,
I don't mind it for a couple. Like if I knew.
Yeah.
What is today? Wednesday. So if I knew on Friday it'd be sunny, I'd
be
fine.
Back to sunny. Probably will be.
I'd be fine.
Yeah. But the only thing I feel bad for is, you know, if you're especially trying to get through on the 10 or anywhere around there.
Sure.
Now throw in some rain.
Sure,
that'll make it real easy.
There's
but,
that. Yeah.
Otherwise, man, I'll just stay home and
enjoy the rain, man.
Which brings up our next segment, which is our pothead of the day.
Yeah.
Alleged stoner stopped after wild car chase, whips out license from Legoland.
that's my kind of dude, man. All right.
Apparently, the driver was arrested for a multitude of offenses last
year. Sure, man. You know.
It began after officers attempted to pull over an Audi A7 after they observed him maneuvering recklessly.
People on lewds should not drive.
All over the road. He took off. There was a 35-mile chase. They had to call in a helicopter.
But so how fast was he going? Usually, if you're on stone, if you're on pot, you're on the pot.
It doesn't say that he was going fast.
Okay, yeah, because usually you're like, man, we're going 10. This is flying.
Right? Eventually, the pursuing officers caught up with him because he ran out of gas.
So he was playing your game.
Yep.
And he failed.
Part of the Zero Club. And cops found a large stash of marijuana in his car. When officers asked him for his license, he gave them a fake license he'd received from Legoland as a kid in 2003.
He had a bit of, like, any friend in the car going, hey, watch this, man. Probably, like, I got this card.
But that's all he had. He didn't have a license.
Whoa, that's not good enough, man. Wow, you guys are fascists.
The cops joked in a tweet that the Legoland license was not the reason for the driver's dangerous driving. It was the large amount of cannabis. Of course it was. The man was subsequently arrested at the scene on suspicion of dangerous driving, failing to stop.
I see.
Possession.
Excuse me.
That's class a bad B position, drug, right? Driving with no insurance and driving with no license. And I would argue he had a license. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, my sister.
Some of us can be a little judgmental.
What? Not me.
At times?
Never.
Here's the question. What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying?
Fake enjoying, besides sex with me.
Sure.
Because that's a given. That's a given.
What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying? And for a long time, I thought it was wine.
Wine.
I've come around to realize that the people who actually enjoy it a lot, enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people in the middle that don't really love it.
Right.
But everybody else loves it, so they go, yeah, I love it. This is great.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't understand that kind of thinking. If I don't like something, I'm totally fine with saying it sucks.
Same.
Yeah. But I don't think most people are like that. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, no, I hated wine for years. I tried. I would buy a bottle once a year or so. I'd pop it open. I'm like, this sucks. And I don't know when. I just have gone through so many different boozes. Like, you know, I did my whiskey phase and my absinthe phase and my beer phase and my, you know, whatever. Then I finally was like, all right, I'm going to try. And now I drink it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I find the occasional $8 bottle is just as good as a $20-something.
Because you don't really care about the wine. You care about the buzz.
I care about the buzz. But I have come to like the taste. I like it with certain dishes. No, like with fish. There's things it goes with. But I never be a snob about it. I can't say, I don't think that people, I can't understand that anyone likes, well, besides reality television. But I guess they do because they sit there and watch it.
Sure.
Weddings. I mean, you know, when you're like so happy to go to a wedding. Oh, by the way, I forgot you were having. Never mind. I forgot about that.
What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying?
Stu couldn't have possibly.
818-955 KLOS.
Enjoyed his Barry Manilow concert experience the other day. There's no way he enjoyed it except that his girlfriend liked it, so he was having a fun time with her. Did he really
he
like it?
He told us that he liked it.
Said that he had a great time.
But
it was a
I
good
think
show.
It was more of a for it was more of an investment, so
right.
to speak, in,
sure.
the, in the couple.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So what are you convinced other people are fake enjoying? I always wondered that about cigars too, because they always just smell super nasty, and I can't imagine that anybody really
that's weird
goes,
too.
Yes, I love that.
My grandpa was the gruffest old man ever, and he would sit in the corner and smoke. If you turn telling kids to shut up. And then he'd be smoking a cigar. But that was the only thing I really liked about being in the house was smelling that cigar. The trailer.
Really? You liked it?
I did. I loved it as a little kid.
Well, you're a weirdo.
I can't smoke them, though. I don't like them. But I like the smell of it as a result. I don't know.
Do you like the smell of cigarettes?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do, actually. Grew up with that, too.
You like the smell of cocaine? Let's keep going.
What about like a board games, things like that? Like if, you know, your friends come over, maybe they don't even like poker, but they'll play along or whatever.
I suppose. I don't mind that. That depends on who you're with, though. If you're with someone fun, it doesn't matter because you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
But if these are somebody good. You don't like.
Wine and cigars are good examples of things people really, you think, don't like as much as they claim.
What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying, even if it's just partially enjoying?
Right.
Fake partial.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. We're asking the question, what do you think other people fake enjoy?
Pregnancy.
Oh.
I mean, everybody loves the little bubbles and the little, you know, butterflies in your tummy here and there, but I tell you what, it was miserable.
I don't understand why people are under the impression they can go up to a pregnant woman they don't know and touch their belly.
Well, because everyone's having such a good time.
Yeah, you can't do that. You gotta ask. You gotta ask.
And even then, why ask? Leave her alone.
All right, exactly. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good one. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
What I can't stand is when people pretend to like sports. And you, it's like a perfect example when that, you know, there's a Ray, I love the Kings and hockey and they don't know what a power play is.
Yeah, no, that's true. Why do they do that? I suppose to get along with other people or friends or something?
They watch football and they don't know what first and 10 means.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right.
That's true. That is true.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, clearly they haven't watched it very much, but yeah.
Right, but they don't really like it as much as they go around
but
saying.
But they don't want to come out and say, I hate it.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. I found that a lot with punk rock. People say they love punk rock specifically.
Yeah.
You start throwing something on, they're like, wait, this is horrible noise.
I like the attitude.
Yeah.
I never liked the music.
Oh, really?
Much,
well, there you go. See, that's an honest answer. How bizarre, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
This is Guido.
Yes, hi there. What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying?
Sports.
Yeah, okay. That
sports
seems
again.
To be a...
I'd like the Lakers back in the, early aughts, late 90s. I like the Lakers.
Sure.
But after that...
You just fell off?
I would kind of pretend for a minute. And now, now the only sport I go see is maybe the Super Bowl.
You go see the Super Bowl?
No, at a friend's.
Oh, you mean at a friend's. I was like, wow, you got some cash, man. Damn. No, I hear you. That makes sense. Absolutely. That's interesting. Sports.
Sure.
All right. 818-955-KLOS.
What are you convinced other people are fake enjoying? The question is, what do you think other people fake enjoy?
So I think people fake enjoy expensive wine.
Yeah.
I worked at a country club as a bartender for a long time. We had to try all the wine, and it tastes the same as the cheap wine to me. It doesn't make any difference.
Have you ever tested, like, giving someone some cheap wine, pretending it was expensive to see if they even noticed? Because
No, I didn't want to lose my job.
Sure. I have to wonder about that.
Here's what I like. I like the play that goes on in a restaurant mm-hmm. when you order a wine mm-hmm. and then they bring you a little glass mm-hmm. to swish it around and try it
mm-hmm.
and every single person, every guy or girl goes, yeah, that's great, let's have it. Like, never has anyone
no, this is
back.
A swill, send it back.
Right.
Well, if you've been a waiter at a country club, you would have it sent back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They've done it, huh?
Oh, yeah, they want to act like they know what they're talking about, I think.
Oh, dear God.
That's lame. Well, that's a perfect example. Thank you very much. Hello, KLOS.
No one likes playing golf.
Why? Why do you think they hate it but pretend to like it?
It's an image. It's a high society thing. You know how many cashiers I know play golf? It's because they're compensating for their poverty. It's boring.
Compensating for their poverty.
What was it? A good walk ruined is somehow.
Is that what
someone
golf
called
is?
It? Yeah, specifically. Yeah, I don't think
I get my problem. Ever. My problem with golf is that they take it so seriously.
They really do.
I don't have any time
That's
for
very
that.
Very true. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks
we appreciate
for calling,
that.
Man. That's perfect.
KLOS. Hello.
Yo. What up?
Hi. What do you think other people fake enjoy?
K-pop.
I hope so. I hope they're faking it.
I hope so, too.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I have a dear friend of mine. Her daughter has been to numerous shows with no job. I don't know how she affords these tickets. And literally told me they have an interpreter come out and talk in between songs. But yet all of them sing perfect English. I don't get it.
Huh.
There's just no way.
That's weird.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe it's the vibe and the energy.
I don't know anything about that world. Yeah.
Sounds like horrible noise to me. But whatever. What do I know?
Agreed.
Oh, man, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I know what people don't like.
Okay, what?
But pretend they do?
Yeah.
What?
Kids. Anybody who says that they like to have kids hasn't had a boy yet.
What age are you currently at?
With your kid?
Well, he's 23 now.
Okay.
But I didn't think we were going to make it. He was feral.
Yeah, we boys are the worst. That's a fact.
They're gross.
Listen, as a much, much, much older man now, let me say I apologize to all mothers because I was horrible to my mom. Horrible. Awful.
I know. It was a contest. That is the correct answer.
All right.
They don't like kids. I think you may have, you might be onto something there.
I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. What do you think other people fake enjoy? We're asking what you think other people fake enjoy.
Sex.
No, I'm positive that's the true.
So you think other people fake enjoy it?
Yes, because probably more on the woman's side than the man's side, but how many of us have faked it because our man, you know, we're trying to please our man, and how many go through the motions just because...
He don't know what he's doing.
Listen, I assume that's about 80%.
Seriously, I don't know how anyone puts up with males. We're gross. We're just plain disgusting.
And, you know, a present company accepted because, you know, I dig it no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But the point being, I just honestly believe that a lot of more people say they like it than really do.
I think there's been so many lines in songs, like, basically saying we weren't faking the passion. It was real. This was real. Although it's usually written by guys.
Sure. Of course.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, the wood whiskey. I'm not much of a drinker, but I read Dummies for Bachelor Parties. At my bachelor party, the madame in the VIP room kept... You know, giving me, and I kept asking, yeah, the wood whiskey, and, you know, the toddler. And at the end of the night, she's like, let me be honest with you, kid. I've been giving you the regular stuff.
Oh, that's so funny. They were charging you for an exceptional one?
Yeah, I had my own credit. We didn't have a joint account, so I was okay.
So you think the cheapest of the whiskeys is just as good as the crazy?
I don't even remember. I was so sloppy.
After two drinks, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, people do love their whiskey though, and they love every single thing about it, and they can tell you the history and the brew. But thanks for calling,
KLOS. Hello.
Other people, just in general.
You know what? Yeah, you do kind of have to pretend you care and like other human beings because. Go away, all of y'all, go away.
Working customer service pretty much my whole life. I have to pretend to, you know, kill them with kindness.
Man, that would be a tough job.
Just pretending you're enjoying other people's company when really you're not. That's why God invented whiskey.
Back to whiskey.
You are the winner, I believe.
Yeah, you win.
Bye, guys.
Give me five.
That's painful.
This is my best singing, man. You know what? Them fighting words, buddy. How fight, dare you?
Fight is the topic.
Fight.
Songs with fight in the title.
And we can think of one, 818-955-KLOS, or...
you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Slugger. Elton John, Saturday's All Right for Fighting, for Blended Emotion, frequent tweeter.
Yes, and we are looking for songs about fighting tonight. Them's fighting words. What do you got?
Hey, do you guys remember that song like 30 years ago, Kung Fu Fighting?
By Carl Douglas, we
Is
do.
Is that who it was? The disco song.
Yep.
Carl Douglas.
Yep, that was it.
I'm a Kung Fu Fighter, whatever, however it went.
I don't know, man. That's rough, man.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Do you really want to do it?
You guys might be able to dig that up.
All right. We'll look real hard.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. You know, hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a song. You have to fight for your right to party, Beastie Boys.
That's almost disco.
I like it.
Dude, she stole the song, man.
Fight for your right, Beastie Boys?
Dude. Oh, you totally did.
We'll track her down and have her slapped.
Right on. Hey, forget it, dude. She can have it, man. You guys have a good day.
Right Thank on. You, man. You too, man.
Later.
Bye.
Take care. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what if I get two fights in one song?
That's a brawl.
That's a brawl.
Yeah, what do you got?
Fight the good fight. Triumph.
Yeah, that works. What's the second one?
No, that's it. Fight the good fight.
Oh, I see, because it's X2.
Yes.
You gotta pay attention.
Come on, Sluggo. Wake up.
Stoner. Yeah. Damn stoner. Melly Mel also asked for that. We got a phone call for Fight the Good Fight for a bunch of fight songs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for the LA Kings playing the Florida Panthers tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. It will give you a little hockey slang. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashlyn.
Hi, Ashlyn. You ready for a little hockey slang?
I think so.
All right. What does it mean in hockey when they say it's a dance? What do they mean in hockey when they say it's a dance?
Is it when they're fighting?
It's a fight! Fight!
Hey, just like our Gimme 5 tonight.
We have a theme.
Oh,
and
my God.
You won four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Florida Panthers. It is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena, and everybody else can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you do know this means if a fight breaks out on the ice, you have to join in.
Oh, dang. Okay, nope. I'll try to get ready.
All right. Good.
Thank you, guys.
Really solid stuff, complete with piano, which is kind of Guns N' Roses, you know.
I do love
they
that.
They do that a lot. That's their latest thing, perhaps. If you happen to see them down in San Diego a couple days ago, there might be pictures of you. They posted a whole bunch of pictures of the Gunners on their social media site. So see if you went down to the San Diego show, you can find yourself in the crowd.
It is time for What We Learned. We have a new feature called Pothead of the Day.
I'm going to win this feature every single day.
After leading police on a chase, they asked him for his license. He handed them his fake license from Legoland.
He's already got me beat.
You that's can't awesome. Even compete
nope,
with
not
that.
With that.
And you got another chance to play the KLOS name game tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It's going to be worth $5,100. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Title track from Dirty Honey's Can't Find the Brakes album. Man, I love those guys and that song. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Peter.
Peter.
Peter, you're caller 25.
Woo! Right on, Sluggo! And Kevin.
Plus Kevin. Now with more added Kevin. Hey, you want to go see those guys right there, Dirty Honey?
Yes, yes, I want to go see them, man.
Well, good, you're caller 25. That means you're going to the Can't Find the Brakes tour with Austin Mead.
Woo! Yeah!
Kevin, tell him what he's won.
He has won two tickets to Dirty Honey. Right. Hey. It's November 20th at the Belasco. In downtown Los Angeles. Plus, you also get to attend the sound check before the concert.
Be like a groupie. Scream and take your top off.
Yeah, they don't want to see what I got going on.
Well, you don't know.
Congratulations. If you're not this gentleman on the phone with us, Peter, you can still get your tickets via Ticketmaster to the Belasco show that is coming up with Dirty Honey. Congratulations, man.
Kevin, let's go.
Speaking of money, how much do we have right now? How much is it?
We have $4,800.
Damn.
We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck. The name game. $4,800.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones, KLOS. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lissa.
Lissa, you are caller 25.
Oh, what cool is that?
Pretty damn.
You get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $4,800. We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And can you believe a little piece of plastic like that could win you $4,800 right now?
It's magical.
Right? let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Paratrooper Barbie, which is kind of cool. That's kind of exciting. Huh. I like that. And Chef Barbie. Those were wrong. So what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Chicken Farmer Barbie.
Chicken Farmer. So like Barbie. The Chicken Ranch?
No, very different.
Very different? Oh, okay.
Very different.
Okay, I got you.
And also...
Wrong.
Well, sorry.
The way that buzzer skipped, it sounds like the radio station.
It does.
Been skipping all day.
I know. All right. Sorry about that. Call next hour. It'll be worth $4,900.
And by the way, I think we should hang on to this money to fix whatever's going on with the transmitter. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's any hope for that.
No.
Hope for that. Hope.
Hope.
For
that.
That. $4,900 is what we're talking about with the KLOS name game. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. The name game.
$4,900. Yeah, baby.
KLOS, who is this?
Brad.
Brad, you're caller 25.
Time to win some cash. Yeah.
We have $4,900 for you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right,
nobody's actually answered it yet, huh?
Nope. We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And Brad, did you have a bunch of Barbies as a kid?
My sister did. I think I threw them over the fence.
Bad move.
I had the $6 million man.
Did you?
Yeah. You could look through his eye.
You had the $6 million man Barbie?
Yeah. I don't think he was a Barbie. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Listen, the last couple of guesses were chicken farmer, which is an interesting guess, and paratrooper barber, but Barbie. But those were wrong, Brad. So what do you think it is for $4,900?
I think it's a Barbie college student.
College student Barbie. She is in the frat.
Does she have a backpack?
She is passed out on the ground. She is having a good time.
And also, I'm sorry. Incorrect.
Sorry, Brad.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you for trying.
Yep.
Next hour, $5,000.
$5,000!
Yes, that is the amount for the KLOS name game. Woo! We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
$5,000! Wow. What is this now? Is this something new we're doing?
This is the name game. It is new, yes.
Oh, I see.
Although it's up to $5,000.
Woo!
KLOS, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi!
Hey, hi! Woo!
What's your name?
I'm so excited.
What is your name?
It's Kate.
Kate! You are caller 25.
Yay!
That means you get to play the KLOS name game, which is now up to $5,000.
Okay.
As you may have heard, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And Kate, the last couple of guesses were college student, and man, she was really drunk. She never went to class at all. And chicken farmer Barbie. Those were wrong. Kate, for $5,000, what do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with Judge Barbie.
Judge
Barbie.
That's awesome.
Judge Barbie is your answer.
Did she make it all the way to Supreme Court, or was she just like...
I don't think so.
County? No?
I don't think she made it.
Well, is that the correct answer, young Kevin?
It is not. I'm sorry.
I guess you have to take your robes off and put something else on instead.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$5,100. Where'd you get a McRib sandwich, dude?
95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing with it? You're eating a McRib sandwich from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that?
Does it matter?
Three of them in here. I'm having one of these.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to eat that.
Dropped them off. Some friends dropped them off.
Ah, nice. How do you rate?
I love McRib.
I know, man. You're like seriously obsessed with McDonald's. Like, it's really weird. I can say, I think you need to go to McDonald's tonight.
It's been a weird thing my whole life.
Really?
Because it gets in my head.
Right.
And if anyone says it anywhere during my day, or if I hear a commercial for it, or if you say it, or somebody's talking about it in the hallway.
You're like, I need to do it. And then now.
For a while, I used to fight it and go, I can't go to McDonald's every night. And then I realized, just give in.
Yes, you can.
So now.
With McRibs back.
It's still every time somebody says McDonald's, I go, all right, listen, I'm in.
Oh, so that's what you were texting. You're like, bring me some McRibs, right?
And the McRib is only for a limited time, and I always love this time of year.
Yeah.
Because this is when it comes out.
I know a lot of people, man. Oh, this is Christmas.
It's basically. So good.
Yeah.
I couldn't love it more. This is my third one.
Damn, dude.
That is amazing. Third one. And they have a special right now that's going on where you get 20% off. If you pay for $10 worth of food on the app.
Oh, yeah. If you do it on order on the app. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
That's pretty great. But the McRib is me. I am the McRib.
And speaking of money, we have $5,000 sitting in our little piggy bank here. You should give it away sometime between now and 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the name game. He's ripping into another. Ozzy played his last date on the No More Tours tour. Back on this day in rock at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa on 1992. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates fame has been hosting live performances with lots of different artists at his home in New York ever since this day in rock in 2007.